It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you'll want to get your Bible and turn to John chapter 4. And we're discussing that record that John made of Jesus when he passed from Judea into Galilee and went through Samaria and came by Jacob's well and had that conversation with the woman at the well. Now, we're going to turn to the text after a few hints and helps for the teachers, and we'll do that after I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lohman, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study on Sundays at 9 a.m., followed by worship Sunday evening, worship at 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Sunday evening worship is at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study is at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and our teacher, coming to us by way of Sunday school lessons that he wrote many years ago, is E. A. Elam. And this particular Sunday school lesson was written for the Sunday schools of August the 31st, 1924. Now, in the introduction, he has hints and helps for the teachers. And he says, number one, after Jesus' visit to Jerusalem, the Passover, his miracles there, and his conversation with Nicodemus, Jesus and his disciples went into the country of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized, John chapter 3 and verse 22. He was there probably until fall. Well, number two, Jesus preached, as did John the Baptist, the gospel of the kingdom, Matthew 4:23, saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," Matthew 4, verse 17, when he sent out his apostles to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He commanded them to preach the same, Matthew 10, 6 and 7, and the 70, as they went two and two, preached the same, Luke 10, 1 through 16. Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. He did the baptizing through his disciples. We read in John chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2. Let me turn over to there. "When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John," it says, "although Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples." Now, while Jesus and his disciples were thus busy at the work in Judea, John was baptizing in Aenon near the Salmon, because there was much water there, John 3:23. He had not yet been cast into prison. Here John bears testimony again of Jesus, in replying to the statement of his disciples that Jesus was baptizing also, and all men come to him. He and Jesus were each fulfilling the mission each received from heaven. This is clear, strong, and noble testimony. John says, beginning in John 3 and verse 27, "A man can receive nothing except it hath been given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom that standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease." Now, number five, when the fact that Jesus was making so many disciples was known by the Pharisees, they became jealous and aroused, and Jesus departed from Galilee, from Judea, and went to Galilee. Number six, his time had not yet come for this open conflict. He had many truths yet to teach, and he had his disciples to train. Number 7, in order to reach Galilee from Judea, he must needs pass through Samaria, because Samaria lies exactly between the two. And you may want to turn to a map in the back of your Bible, and you'll notice up around the Sea of Galilee, the region of Galilee. You'll notice down by the Dead Sea, the region of Judea. And between them, north of Jerusalem, you will find the region of Samaria. And that's the land that Jesus passed through. Now, number 8, Galilee was the northern division, Samaria the middle division, and Judea the southern division of Palestine. The city of Samaria was the capital of Samaria. And then special note and hint and help for the teacher, number 9. In his journey, Jesus came to Jacob's well. Wearied with his journey, Jesus sat on the well. We have seen that Jesus became hungry. Here he was weary, tired, and thirsty. He sat down to rest. It is right to rest sometimes. He exhorted his apostles after a preaching tour to retire into a desert place and to rest a while. In Mark chapter 6 and verse 31, we need to note that by Jesus needing food and water and rest shows us that he was a man such as we are, and he knows the struggles and infirmities that we must go through. Now, looking at the explanatory notes, we're going to begin reading again John chapter 4, verses 7 through 9, where it says, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me to drink, for his disciples were going away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said to him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest a drink of me, who am a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Now, in Elam's notes, we'll read this. Jesus rested there while his disciples were gone to Sychar to buy food. At this time, a woman of Samaria came from the city to draw water, and Jesus asked of her a drink. He had no means of drawing the water himself. By his speech or appearance, or by both, she recognized him as a Jew, and asked why he would ask a drink of her, a Samaritan. This was not a refusal of his request, but an expression of surprise. The Jews, as a class, looked upon the Samaritans as dogs. And this woman was astonished that a Jew would ask a favor of her. The Samaritans were a mongrel race. When the king of Assyria had overthrown the kingdom of Israel, the 10 tribes, and had carried the Israelites into captivity, he brought men from Babylon to Cutha and Ava, from Hamath and from Sepharvaim, and settled them in the cities of Samaria. They mixed with the few and poor scattered Israelites that were left. Also their idolatry was mixed with a worship of God, so that they neither served God nor practiced altogether their former idolatrous ordinances. We read this story in 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 24 through 41. The Jews and the Samaritans differed in nationality and in religion, and had rival places of worship. And that woman's going to bring this up. It seems like some people always want to discuss controversy. And that's what this woman was going to do, controversy about worship, and discuss that with Jesus after she perceived him to be a prophet. The bitterness entertained by the Jews against the Samaritans is seen in the following vituperation. "Say we not, well, that thou art a Samaritan and hast a demon," John 8:48. We can hardly conceive of a greater racial, social, and religious intolerance as that existed between the Jews and the Samaritans. The Jews had commercial dealings with the Samaritans, for the disciples had gone then to buy food in Sychar. And that's where we read of the living water. John chapter 4 and verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The greatest gift of God is Christ and salvation through him. God gave his only begotten Son. Jesus was really thirsty, but in asking this favor, he sought an opportunity to confer a greater one. Living water is springing water. You might think of the water down in the well as stagnant or in a cistern, maybe even as dead, but living water is flowing water from a spring or running water. It's perennial, in contrast with the cistern or standing water. But Jesus used the term figuratively. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation, the prophet had said in Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3. God is the source of the wells of salvation. We read, My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Jeremiah 2 and verse 13. To leave God and his ways is to turn away from the living water. Christ is this living water, as he is the bread of heaven, as he is the light of the world. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he who drinks of Christ will himself become a fountain to dispense the living water to others, as he who walks in the light himself becomes a light to others. He that believeth on me, as the Scriptures hath said, from within him shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. John 7, 37 through 39. Filled with the Spirit on Pentecost, the apostles were rivers of living water to their hearers, and guided by the Spirit and having the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8, 9 through 14, Christians bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and become living water to others. Now we read in our text, John chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank thereof himself, and his sons, and his cattle? Like Nicodemus, the woman took Jesus literally. She was impressed with what he said and wanted to know where she could get this living water. He could not draw it from the well because he had nothing to draw with. Then, could he obtain it from some other source? Was he greater than Jacob, who gave the well? We read in verses 13 and 14. Jesus answered and said to her, Everyone that drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up into eternal life. Christ shows her that he does not mean water of the well or water like that. To drink that is to thirst again. The water he gives satisfies, shall never thirst. Christ satisfies the thirst of the soul. Nothing earthly can do this. Christ fills it with a wellspring of joy and peace and sweet, abiding contentment and permanent happiness. In a word, he fills our souls with heaven. And the woman still mistakes him, but is still interested and thinks that if she had that water, she would not have to go to the well.